The Prime Minister says he has faith in the Australian people to participate in a plebiscite on gay marriage in a civil and sensible manner. Malcolm Turnbull says there will be such a vote, and if it is passed by a majority, then the law will be changed. But Labor's Bill Shorten has warned a plebiscite would provoke a divisive debate, increasing pressure on the gay community. He maintains there should be a conscience vote in Parliament instead. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Bill Shorten says people should consider the consequences of a plebiscite.
Do we really want to subject members of the LGBTI community to a no case? Do you really want to see government-funded campaigns attacking, you know, the moral basis of same-sex marriage and of your choices about your sexuality?
But Mr Turnbull's committed to holding a plebiscite because it was part of his deal with the Nationals after the Liberal leadership change. And any shift would be seen as a destructive breach of faith with the Conservatives in the coalition. Mr Shorten reminded him in question time, though, of the concerns in the community.
Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, in a submission to a Senate inquiry into a plebiscite on marriage equality, has said that putting the question of marriage equality to a plebiscite will allow extreme forms of homophobic abuse to be aired and treated as reasonable and just.
But I have to say that I'm very disappointed at his lack of faith in the Australian people. He thinks so little of the people of this country that he does not believe we are capable of having a civil debate on a matter of this importance. He is so frightened of public debate that he wants to shut the people out. I have great faith in the decency, in the common sense, in the humanity, in the wisdom of the Australian people. And if there are unruly voices heard, they will be drowned out by the common sense and the respect and the general humanity of our people.
The plebiscite's been a bit of a political plaything of those for and against same-sex marriage. Some opponents think it might fail because of that general reluctance of Australians to vote yes to referendum-like questions. It's not due to be held until after the next election, and some supporters of gay marriage worry that because a plebiscite's not binding in the way a referendum is, it still might not result in a change. But Mr Turnbull insists it will.
That when the Australian people make their decision, that decision will stick. It will be decisive. It will be respected by this government and by this parliament and this nation. But let me tell you this. If you imagine that any government, this government or any government,
would
spend over $150 million consulting every Australian on an issue of this kind and then ignore their decision, then they really are not living in the real world.
As the new Prime Minister warms to the challenges of question time, the new Social Services Minister, Christian Porter, is finding it more of a test as he tries to sell the government's policy which cuts some family payments. He tried the honest approach, admitting he got confused about a question during an interview yesterday when he indicated that a 15-year-old might need childcare.
Look, I must say that I had mistaken the question for one about FTB Part A during that interview.
He's under pressure over a cut which would affect grandparents who care for teenagers.
We would acknowledge that a grandparent carer is probably the cohort where their ability to re-enter the workplace is more limited than other cohorts.
But he said Labor is wrong to suggest that most of those carers are too old to find work.
A very large number of them are people...
Member for Shortland...
..are people at 50 or well under 50.
Member for Chisholm.
And, you know, surprise, surprise, on this side of the House we say that at 50 or under 50... there is a great importance in maintaining engagement with the workplace. That is good for you, it is good for your family, it is good for the nation. So we simply don't accept whatever assumptions that you do and that you work under.
He's been so frank that he's referred in an interview to there being snakes and ladders in the policy approach, spelling out that it's being used as a policy lever to encourage people to go back to work and therefore creating losers.
Minister, who are the families who will suffer as a result of the snakes in your package?
Mr Porter pointed out that Labor also wound back some welfare payments.
Under the government of the members opposite, they made $7 billion worth of savings from pausing indexation on FTB Part A and FTB Part B. So Let's not pretend that members opposite have not also looked to make expenditure restraint savings from the FDB system.
The Social Services Minister, Christian Porter, ending that report from Louise Yaxley.